This week, ARK Invest suggests that the optimal Bitcoin allocation for portfolios in 2023 was 19.4%. Robert Kiyosaki advocates for Bitcoin as a hedge against the Federal Reserve and Wall Street, and a big bank partners with a Bitcoin education company. Before we kick off, please remember to hit that subscribe button wherever you are watching or listening. We're still trying to learn what you guys like and what you dislike about the show and the podcast, so we're on the hunt for some feedback. It's so easy. It's three simple questions and it can be found in the description below. It would be awesome if you could just spend a minute filling this out. Okay, thank you. Let's get on with the show and dive into the top stories from the week. We kick off in Europe, where the European Bitcoin Energy Association has been established to promote the integration of Bitcoin mining within Europe's energy sectors. The association shows how Bitcoin data centers can help stabilize the power grid and assist in methane mitigation, aiming to align Bitcoin mining practices with the European Green Deal. This is a big step forward as they aim to develop an understanding of Bitcoin mining and its relationship with energy infrastructure in the European Union. Next, we're moving on to Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, as he posted on X this week, advocating for Bitcoin as a hedge against what he sees as the systematic erosion of wealth by entities like the Federal Reserve and Wall Street. So this is what he posted. Why I own Bitcoin. Bitcoin is protection against the theft of our wealth via our money. Fed Chairman Powell, Treasury Secretary Yellen, and Wall Street bankers steal our wealth via our money, specifically via inflation, taxation, and stock price manipulation. That rhymes. I'm not sure if he meant that. Okay, carrying on with the quote. That is why I save and invest in Bitcoin, not stocks, bonds, and fake dollars. Okay, why is this important? So he's very relatable and trusted by many people. For someone with his influence to be advocating for Bitcoin could potentially be that spark of curiosity for people who have previously dismissed it. Okay, now we're moving on. The 130-year-old Volksbank, I'm not going to try and pronounce this, it's a German bank anyway, a well-known German bank, has partnered with the consulting firm Terahash to develop new Bitcoin-related offerings. This partnership aims to leverage Terahash's expertise in Bitcoin and mining to enhance the bank's services and educate its customers on Bitcoin. Now, this is such a positive move from a traditional bank to keep up with the times, and it's nice to see partnerships like this emerging. Okay, now we're going over to Hong Kong, where Harvest Fund, a Chinese asset manager, has submitted an application for a spot Bitcoin ETF to the Securities and Futures Commission in Hong Kong, aiming to launch the city's first of its kind ETF after the Lunar New Year. So this move is part of a broader interest in Hong Kong for launching spot cryptocurrency in general ETFs, with around 10 fund companies exploring similar launches. So we're now starting to see the ripple effects from the US spot Bitcoin ETF approvals earlier this month. And this is something I spoke about, and it's really interesting, when I spoke to James Priday on one of our podcast episodes. So you can go and listen to that, and we discussed that there's going to be big ripple effects and how other countries just follow suit and follow what America does. So you can get that on our podcast or YouTube channel. Okay, now moving on. Cathy Wood's ARK Invest released their Big Ideas 2024 report, which is a comprehensive analysis of technological convergence and its potential to revolutionize industries and economies at a global scale. In the report, it suggests that the optimal Bitcoin allocation for portfolios in 2023 was 19.4%. This allocation represents a significant increase over previous years, which sat at 6.2% in 2022 and 4.7% in 2021. This highlights Bitcoin's role as a diversifier in a portfolio. Are they a little bit biased now they have a spot Bitcoin ETF in the US? Most likely. But this is a growing trend we are seeing. There is a flock to hard assets. The traditional 60-40 split between stocks and bonds may not be dead yet, but in today's environment, companies, funds, individuals are adapting to an increasingly unstable economy and flocking to hard assets such as property, gold, and Bitcoin. Through increased understanding of third-party risk or counterparty risk, Bitcoin is coming out as the top asset for many people to be owning as we move further into a digital world. Okay, that is all from us this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. We have all of this plus much more from the week in our newsletter, which can be found in the description below. The best bit, it's completely free. Okay, have a great weekend.